If you caught a history-making baseball or any kind of sporting memorabilia that was history-making, would you keep it and cash in for yourself, or would you graciously turn it over to the athlete who set that record, who made that history, and say, here, this is rightfully yours? Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON.
Our phone number is 833-287-1037.
So this is a very relevant conversation right now because there's a poor dude, well, I shouldn't say poor, he's not going to be poor, who caught Albert Pujols' record-setting 700th home run ball last week, and he kept the ball, and people were giving him such grief for keeping the ball. How can you do that? That's not yours, blah, blah, blah. Forget the fact that the guy's going to make good six figures on that ball,
life-changing
money.
If he sells it.
Sure. Aaron Judge is about to set possibly the American League home run record. They say that ball should be worth $1 million. $1 million.
Wow.
And you're telling me that you would catch that ball and say, oh, it's rightfully his. It's history. Or would you say, I've got two kids to put through college. I've got bills. I hate my job. This could change my life. I think I'm going to do what I need to do. What would you do? 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy on KSON.
Let's go to Cynthia in Sierra Mesa. Cynthia, what would you do?
Here's the thing. It's a piece of history, which is cool, but I know it's going to mean way more to the player than to me. So I'd probably just give it back.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Cynthia, I'm not sure you heard, but they're talking about if Aaron Judge breaks the all-time American League home run record, that ball could be worth $1 million. So you're saying it's history, so you'd rather give a millionaire back something that's worth $1 million?
Well, I mean, I'd hope he'd give me a nice little present in return.
Is it worth $1 million? I'm not even joking. I mean, if you want the ball, it's worth $1 million. Here's what I will sell you your ball back. Here, I'm not asking to make a dollar. It's worth $1 million. I'll take $1 million.
Huh?
I mean,
I guess you'd probably consider it now, huh?
Yeah. Well,
none of these guys, listen, you're right. And I'm getting a lot of grief from people who said, I thought you were a baseball fan. I thought you were a baseball purist. I am. But I'm also a fan of, oh, I don't know, the American dream.
Right.
And if somebody's offering you life-changing money because you happen to catch a ball, take that life-changing money.
You know, Cynthia, I think what changed my kind of attitude, because at first I'm like, God, you give him the ball. It's his. But then you're right. He's a millionaire, a multimillionaire. Multi-multi-millionaire.
And it's not even his ball. Let's be honest. That guy in the stands paid money for that seat.
Yeah.
He paid $30 for the hot dog. He paid $55 for the parking. That's as much as his ball as it is that guy's.
How do you know it's not her ball?
Fine. Hers.
Yeah, John.
You're right. I'm sorry. I deserve that. I was hoping you'd see the other point I was trying to make.
Thank you for your call, Cynthia.
So there's actually a story written about this exact topic because of the fact that all these history-making home runs are happening right now. The kid that caught Aaron Judge's 60th home run, he gave it back to Aaron Judge. He got some cool stuff like an autographed bat, maybe a couple of tickets. The ball could have sold for $100,000.
Right.
I'm just saying. The article's author said the best point I can imagine, and I quote, "In no other circumstances is an American who legally and rightfully stumbles upon a six-figure-plus payday expected to just give it up, except in this case." If you found a winning lottery ticket, you wouldn't just give it up because you just found it, would you?
Right? Nope. If I didn't know who it belonged to.
833-287-1037. What would you do if you caught a home run ball or any kind of sports history that was worth a small fortune? Would you keep it or would you cash in? Honestly, 833-287-1037. On Friday night, the fan who caught Albert Pujols' 700th home run ball was getting grief from people because he kept the ball because he's going to cash in. He's going to make money for himself and his family, and frankly, who cares? It's none of our business. What would you do if you caught a record-setting home run ball or any kind of sports memorabilia? Would you cash in, make yourself a small fortune, or would you give it back? 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the Morning on KSON. Tommy in San Diego, what are you thinking about this, pal?
I think as Indiana Jones would say, it belongs in a museum. I think, honestly, if you're going to catch something like that or be in possession of something like that, it means more to the world than just a possession of yours. And turning it back in, maybe you establish a relationship with a player somehow and you still get to maybe see it every once in a while or you get to be part of the story. But ultimately, I think it belongs to that person as a record.
Tommy's a romantic, you can tell.
All right, thanks, Tommy. Jenna is in El Cajon. Jenna, what would you do?
I would keep the ball. I mean, I feel the same way Tammy does. At first, I'd feel like he needed it, but he's not missing out on money.
Scott, out in Camp Pendleton. Scott, what would you do? You just caught a piece of sports history that's maybe worth something. What are you going to do?
I go off of what the other guy just said. It's kind of hard nowadays to get that certificate of authentication. So if you're going to try to get something out of that, then I'd keep the ball. I'm a huge baseball fan, born and raised, been playing since I'm 3. Trying to get that certificate of authentication is definitely going to be harder than just giving that ball back.
That's a really, really good point. Trying to tell people that that's the ball,
yeah,
and get proof of it.
Right.
It's very expensive venture in its own right. That's a really, really good point. It's not as easy just to saying, hey, here's the ball, give me $1 million.
Right. And video evidence doesn't count. You got to get that cert.
Yeah. Really right. Good point. Tom and Escondido, what's your opinion on this, pal? Cash in or give it back?
So it depends. If it's a Albert Pujols home run, he said it himself, he didn't care about it, but I would give it back. Just because I'm not a Cardinals fan. As a big Yankee fan, that would depend. If Judge can give me something, which I'm sure the entire team will be willing to give up different things, I would definitely give it back. I mean, yeah, it's $1 million, but all the other gifts that you can get from the entire team that's going to want that ball back.
Do you really think they could give you something that equates to $1 million, though? I mean, come on. That's a lot of free bats, dude.
Hey, think about it. If you get a couple baseballs signed by, somebody like Garrett Cole, a bat signed by Judge, other things of that nature, those are future Hall of Famers.
Arlene in Lakeside. Arlene, what's your take on this? Would you give the ball back or would you keep it?
I am a huge Yankee fan, and I have followed Aaron Judge for years. Probably since he was a rookie. So I would actually have him sign the ball if I could get away with it and keep it. I would not sell it because it would be worth a lot more later on.
All right, so you're going to hang on to that, babe. You're not going to sell it, dot, 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 yet.
All right. No.
Okay, there we go.
All right, Tyler, what is your take on this? Would you keep the ball, try to sell it for money, what?
First of all, my team, absolutely, I'm giving it up. Of course, we all want something for it, but to me, more valuable would be that player having the ball.
I don't mean to be too personal, but I mean, are you independently wealthy?
No, not at all. But it's not a very thing. Yeah, and then of course I want money, but I'm not going to demand a price.
Wow. Okay. I am actually blown away by a lot of these answers. I thought 100% cash in. Have I lost my baseball heart, Tammy?
833-287-1037. What would you do?